This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call number 35 on the 23rd of January, 2019 at 1900 UTC. And attending the call today is Eric, Lauren, Denise, and Russ. From ICANN.org is Jennifer and Brenda. And the call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking. And Jennifer, I'll turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Brenda. I actually don't have any items to go over, so I'll just hand straight over to Russ to lead the discussion about the agenda for the upcoming face-to-face meeting. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in a couple days, Friday. And so the big thing today is to get the agenda squared away for that three-day meeting. My big thing is I would like to make a big dent in the ICANN SSR, figure out who's going to write what portions, what other information is needed to get the other portions to the same state. I think that means walking through the material that the team collected before the pause and coming up with a decision whether that's a topic that needs to be covered in the report. If so, who's going to write it and what the recommendations are. Or decide what information is needed and who do we have to talk to get it. Does that make sense?
Yes, makes sense to me. Bye.
Okay, I will send a note. Yep, go ahead.
Sorry, I had my hand up. I didn't want to.
I'm sorry, I didn't see it. Go ahead.
No worries. I think that makes total sense. So I just want to sort of throw something out there that is not meant to be incendiary, so we can walk away from it. And this is Eric for the recording. So there was some back and forth. I think I tracked it all, but it's likely I missed some of it about do we need to sort of back up? Do we need to do it again? Blah, blah, blah. Is it fair to call that out and basically say, like, who thinks which pieces of this need to be revisited or whatever? On the one hand, I realize that's kind of like asking a question that could wind up blowing up in our faces. On the other hand, maybe we get some rationale behind why we can't just write it up. And in the event that someone provides rationale, like, these things have changed, I mean, we could potentially even defer to new members like Scott or somebody that probably has a lot of perspective on this that wasn't there the first time to say, well, in looking at this, do you feel like you need to sort of do it again? Or if, you know, we relate to you, the findings, would you be comfortable with us writing it up? Just kind of a litmus test. Just an idea I had. I don't know if it's a good one or a bad one. So I thought it.
I actually had some of that in mind when I said what other information is needed. But I think you're right in the calling out that there's two kinds of reasons for needing more information. One is we didn't get it all the first time, and the other is things have changed since we last looked. Okay, Lauren, I see a hand.
So as Eric went into like a different topic, I'm not sure if this is the best time to raise it. Just so you know, relating to the SSR1 recommendations, but it might be better to do that when we're done with that discussion. Regarding that discussion, I think it, even though we might, open up old stuff, I think it makes sense in that it's also useful for people who have done it before, who've been on the team, because it's like a kind of rehashing, right? It's like a kind of, we're going through it again, we check, is everything there that we want? And also considering past events with methodology and so on, I think it's also useful to go through this as a team, even if it takes us a few hours, because then again, we have done what we're supposed to do. Whenever we have a good moment, just let me know and I'll quickly talk to the SSR1 staff.
Yes. we do need to go through the SSR1 stuff. We have two flavors of do when we go through it. And there was some places where we either needed a forward pointer or a recommendation. And so my thought was, if we go through the high-level discussion of what's going to ultimately end up in the ICANN SSR and the DNS SSR parts of the report, we'll know how to answer those. So that's why I was kind of holding off on doing that till later in the meeting. Does that make sense, or am I deluding myself?
So this is Ron. I think this makes sense. But this is a note on this. I have had a look at the document this morning, so essentially past the deadline that we have set. There was very little done with draft changes to the comments.
I noticed that as well.
Yeah, there was very little. I essentially resolved what was there. It is possible that people did stuff and did not turn on track changes. So I think Naveed, for example, wrote that he added stuff, but I have not been able to kind of review kind of these changes. Saying that, there was little agreement on the recommendations. So I think your approach is good. So are we then essentially saying, we'll agree on the report minus the recommendations, as those will be tied in with the other recommendation? I think that might work very well.
It depends when in the agenda we do it. If we do it later in the meeting, we will know basically what topics the other one, other parts of the report are going to cover. So we'll know if there's a recommendation in that topic, it'll be in that part of the report. So we know whether to put a forward pointer or we know to write a recommendation in the SSR1 section, is what I was thinking.
Okay, yeah, that works perfectly fine. My fear is only that there might be some stuff where we have to kind of say we have to hold off because it relates to stuff we might not have done yet, but that's probably the outlier case.
That's my hope.
Hopefully, yeah. The other thing that we're missing right now is recommendations 23, 24. So I know Casey is doing a lot of work. I have been on two calls with her regarding that, and she's very eager to get a few more people to weigh in, and we're trying to make that happen. So these are two more that we might not be able to finish off, simply because.
But the last note, I'm confused now, because the last note I saw from her on the mail list said that the text is basically done. So you're saying she's still working on the recommendations, or she's still working on the text?
So that I cannot really comment on. So, I mean, as I said, the status I'm aware of is we had chat with ASAC regarding, I think it's Rec 23.
Right.
And ASAC is outstanding for the fact that they, I believe, have not replied. And for Rec 24, which is Office of the CTO, we contacted two people to talk to see what their position is on that, and one might be happening, the other one I'm not sure. So that's where we are. Probably the text, I mean, it is very possible that the text is mostly finished and that these things are mainly to inform recommendations going forward. I mean, at least that is my personal perspective, but I'm not at the pen holder for these. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
No, I know you're not the pen holder. I was just going on the email I saw.
Yeah, so essentially this is like what I just said. This is where I stand. I know we're looking to speak to Octo either tomorrow or on Friday. Office of the CTO more generally. Email has been sent. There is no time set as of now.
Okay. So hopefully it'll be sorted by the time we get to that agenda item.
Hopefully, yes.
Okay. So, Eric, if we take that approach with the ICANN SSR part of the report, how do you think we can best use the face-to-face time to create the topics and assign the investigations and get to something for the DNS SSR part? I know you've been thinking about it.
Just real quick, Lauren, is your hand up again, or I don't want to jump on top of you if you're waiting.
No, don't worry, this is all.
Okay. So this is just my personal view, and I'm happy to sort of take it however we want or even pivot real time. But, you know, what I would propose is that from the list of topics that we have that we talked about briefly on the call, basically to just kind of do a brainstorming on that and say, you know, taking them one at a time, I think each of those topics is purposely broad enough that it sort of needs to be elaborated on. And I thought, you know, rather than do it myself and with the sort of impending face-to-face, we could all just sit there and see if we can come to sort of some agreement on it with the whole team. So, you know, taking the first one and saying like, okay, so in here, what are the items that we care? Like, one of the easiest ones is that clearly needs to be decomposed is namespace abuse. So, like, you know, when we're sitting around as a team, we could say, so what are the elements of namespace abuse that we think are worth talking about? And then people can come up with a straw man of some, like, for each straw man that people come up with, we can talk about, okay, so then let's go through the process of, does this trace back to something that is relevant to ICANN and thereby relevant to SSR too? And some of them we may kick out wholesale, some of them we may not. But then from there, I think we would have a nice list of, we could iterate until we have a nice list of things that are tractable, say, what exactly is it that we should do going forward? So, like, I put in some placeholders that I wouldn't be at all surprised if they drew a lot of scrutiny, I forget exactly what I called them, but, like, SSR, DNS SSR reports or something like that. And so clearly somebody's going to ask me what that means. And my two cents is I think we need to have periodic updates, we as a community, about what the status of blah, blah, blah is. There have been reports in the past, and without standing on ceremony of whether there's ongoing reports, do we think part of what should be done is periodic measurement and maintenance of the pieces of the global unique identifier space that ICANN monitors or manages, and how should we express those to the community? So we don't have to necessarily do that study per se. We could if we wanted to. But to basically just say, if you really want to know how well things are running, you need to have some apparatus that measures it, probably periodically, and reports it in a way that actually expresses something you care about. And, you know, one of our recommendations could be, go and look at those reports that are already being generated. Or alternately, it could be, we don't have any reports like that that fit the bill that we think is important, so that will be one of our recommendations, or something like that. And or that gets kicked out because the team doesn't agree. So I was thinking about leading however many discussions we had time for and had appetite for along those lines. Does that make sense to the team?
Okay, Lauren, I see your hands back up.
Yep. So just to say, I think this makes sense to me. And it also ties in very well with some of the recommendations we have. So, for example, Eric, your point on, like, reporting and stuff like that, it comes up all the time in the recommendations too. So, and that's just one recommendation. So I think that's a good approach.
So it makes sense to me, but I think we're going to probably spend like a whole day on it in order to get to the point where we have brainstormed each topic. We figured out what additional information we need and figure out which team members are going to gather that information. So basically, we're going to take the idea and come up with a work breakdown structure and then assign the various pieces of work.
So, again, I'm absolutely not as partisan about this as I'm worried anyone might think I am. This is just like a suggestion, but you know, we could even basically say, let's all agree on whether these are the right high-level bullets, and then there's almost certainly some negotiation over adding some or taking some away, but then say, okay, we're going to spend the next bounded amount of time, like, I don't know, till the next break or something like that, or maybe the next two sessions, and people get into the groups around the things you care about, and people can move back and forth. And what we did in the past in the Madrid meeting that I think was really useful is people had sticky notes. And sticky notes were, these are the things I think are important to fit in these buckets. And then people threw them up, and they could argue about them or agree on them or elaborate on whatever. And then after a certain amount of time, we call time, we come back together, we see what items are in each bucket, these topic areas. And those are the things that we care about. And then I guess we could decide if we want to go like one by one or break out again or whatever else. But you essentially parallelize these things and definitely not have a roundtable adjudication session on it, because if that's what you're thinking, understandably, that would probably take forever. But
yeah, I think we can't do the breakout thing until we have, as a group, decided on the big bucket.
Yeah, for sure. I think the big group says these are the buckets, whatever they are, and then we would nominally break out.
So the question to Brenda and Jennifer, whoever has seen the facility, will we only have one room, in which case we have to, you know, break up into corners or something? I'm just trying to understand the logistics of the meeting space.
Thanks, Seth. It's Jennifer. So from what I understand, there is one room that the team will be working in, and we can double check. We can get in touch with our colleagues who have actually physically seen the space, and they're in touch with the hotel as well, so we can ask them if there's any additional space, like even, you know, in the outside in the corridors or something that might be useful for the team to use. So we'll take that action to confirm.
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
Is there a bar?
We'll figure it out. We'll break into the corners of the room if we have to. We can go, you know, use a place in the lobby or the breakfast room or whatever we have to do to make this work. But I do think we need to, as a group, agree on the big buckets, come back together after the various brainstorms on each of the buckets, present to the group and see if we have any kind of consensus or we're just yelling at each other. Because we can't get to the point of us figuring out what information we need and assigning people to go get it until there's some kind of a rough consensus on where we're going. So a question I have is, do we want to do anything in LA about the future section? Carrie Ann will not be with us, so we can do it on the phone afterwards, but it kind of is the "and anything else we thought of" bucket, and so I'm worried about addressing it too early. Denise, see your hand.
I largely agree, although I do think it would be useful to, in LA, to be really clear what our next steps are on this work stream. So I think a high level discussion of where we're at with that work stream, at a high level, and what the next steps are. By when, I think would help jumpstart that. And I like your idea of getting a call on Carrie Ann's and other volunteers' agenda quickly to just sort of the people who volunteer to focus on that work stream, get a call organized for them very, very soon after LA to make sure we make some progress on this.
Okay, that's in line with what I was thinking is gather
yeah.
some topics, in the approach that Eric was putting together, basically for the futures, just come up with some buckets, but do the other part after the LA meeting. So if
yeah.
this works, the structure of the meeting will seem to be basically spend a day on the ICANN-SSR, getting the figuring out what other information we need to get, figuring out who's going to get it, and figure out which parts we already have the information we need, and who's going to do the write-up of those. Then spend a day essentially on the DNS-SSR, doing the process we just talked about. And then the third day would be divided among going through the brainstorming part for the future work stream and getting to the consensus point on the SSR1 text. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Not seeing hands. Oh, Jennifer. Sorry, I wasn't looking up that high on my list there. You've got a hand.
No problem. It's just a question, actually, regarding the DNS-SSR topic, and if, Eric, you could possibly circulate that list to the team in advance, because I think it might be helpful if people were able to see that. I know you went through it on the call on Thursday, but if you could circulate a list, that would be helpful.
Did I not do that? I thought I did, but I may not have.
I did not see anything.
Oh. Okay, well, I did it in my imagination, which was really awesome because no one gave me any feedback, which I love. So, okay, sorry about that. I'll totally do it.
Because you get no feedback that way, right?
Exactly. I think I tricked myself again.
All right, Jennifer, does that flow make sense to you? And obviously, we'll adjust as, based on the discussion. But.
Yeah. So that makes sense. So if you don't mind, I've been taking some notes and I'll send what I have to the coordination list so you all can double check and make sure it aligns with the discussion before we send it to the wider group.
Okay.
So I'll do that today.
All right. Yeah, it kind of needs to go out today.
Absolutely.
Because tomorrow will be the travel day. Sure. I mean, if we want people to do any kind of preparation, it kind of needs to happen real soon. Okay. The next thing we need to figure out is what to do with Amin's resignation. As I said on the call last week, I'm of two minds about this. Clearly, we do need to let the GAC know that he resigned. The question is, do we want them to send somebody, knowing the GAC, they won't appoint anybody till they're face-to-face in Kobe. At that point, would the person really be useful? I see Denise's hand.
So I agree, Russ, I think with your sentiment. I actually would be surprised if the GAC was able to move by Kobe just because of the logistics and the structure of the organization. And I think it would be very challenging for them if they wanted to replace this to do so that quickly. I suggest that we send a short note to the GAC notifying them of Amin's replacement, reminding them that of the sort of our current status, that we're on track to deliver a draft report by, I don't know what the date is, X date, and that the decision to replace him rests with the GAC, and if they choose to replace, this person, please keep in mind that the new person coming on at this stage in our review would require, needs to be able to devote a substantial amount of time to catch up. We'll have to use some words to convey that that there's a fairly steep learning curve at this point. Is my suggestion on how we do it. I don't think it's appropriate to. So to back up, the bylaws, and staff, please correct me if I'm wrong, when the bylaws were updated on reviews and the ION transition, et cetera, a few years ago, the bylaws require the operating standards. It was a vision that the operating standards would be developed and put in place before the review started. So it's been a couple of years now, and we don't have operating standards. Operating standards are out for comment, means that there's a staff draft that the community is commenting on, which is really not appropriate to treat as, of course, as a final document that's been approved by the board. So instead, I would, you know, reference that there's draft operating standards under discussion, but it's our understanding that it is the gap. It rests with the GAC to decide whether or not to fill this position. So I'm happy to.
So I just want to make sure. Yes, that'd be great. Jennifer sent one that is kind of a placeholder that you could edit.
Yep.
So great.
Yep.
But I do agree with the absent approved operating, an operating SOP or whatever they're calling it. The decision rests with GAC. However, we want to make sure you're aware that anyone who's entering at this late stage would have to put in a significant amount of work to catch up.
Yeah, I think just something short and sweet. We'd be happy to discuss this further, provide you more information if needed, and then just leave it at that.
Okay. In other words, we won't be surprised if you don't fill it, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of what we're calling it.
Yeah. On the upside, if there's a member of the GAC or someone affiliated who, you know, is really across the space and would love to jump in and help, you know, we can always use more help. So that would be awesome too. But it's a difficult space to step into as well. So okay, update the note and send it to everyone.
Great. Okay, Lauren, I see a hand.
So just quick agreement, essentially. I think we have to take into account GAC is part of a multi-stakeholder community, and so it's really up to them and not up to us. So I think the approach of writing them and giving them a kind of clear idea of where we are right now and that it's up to them is the right thing. I don't think we should be recommending any course of action because it's simply their person and they have to deal with it. So I think that's a good approach.
Okay. Denise, is that an old hand or do you want to respond to
it? Yes, it's old. It's old.
Okay. All right. I think that we have agreement on a way forward. So we'll do that. And any other business we need to talk about before we see each other in 2 days? Okay.
I have a quick thing. Sorry.
Go ahead, Eric.
I just want to let the leadership team know, Russ, I think I mentioned to you already that my flight won't get in until after the morning session or just before lunch or something like that. So I'll be there as soon as possible, but I wasn't able to travel until Friday. So I got the first flight out that I could get, and I'll do the best I can with TSA. I'm not sure what the status of their situation at Dulles will be that morning, but I'll do the best I can to be there as soon as possible.
My understanding is at Dulles, it depends how many people called in sick that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough said. I don't want to take us down that rat hole. that we don't have a beer, so we can't. Anyway. All right. So, Eric, appreciate you joining us as early as you can. And with the DNS SSR on essentially the second day of the agenda, I think you'll be able to be adjusted and able to lead that. So we're good.
Cool.
Anything else? I'm not seeing any hands, so I think we're done. Jennifer, you want to go through the actions?
Thank you, Russ. And the action items are Eric is going to send the list of the DNS SSR topics to the review team list. We are going to circulate the draft agenda to the leadership first for any comments, and then it'll be circulated to the SSR2 list today, and then Denise will edit the notes to the GAC based on the leadership comments today and recirculate to the leadership list. That's regarding Amin's resignation. And I see Eric has a hand raised.
Just clarification, I already sent it. Like, I just sent it. So I don't know if you want to change the action item or leave it that way, but just so everyone knows, I sent it.
Okay, thanks. I just added a note to say that it was complete.
And I remembered one about finding out about the physical meeting space.
Thank you. I'll add that one.
I mean, we'll make do whatever the situation is, but I just would help to know, get my head around it. All right, that does it. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in 2 days.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all. See you.
Bye.
Safe travel.